getting away from it. The tragic events in Christchurch this week raising questions about the dangers of white supremacy and racist rhetoric in Australia and the United States. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. You can find us every week at US of Ed on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter. Although it didn't occur on American shores, we can't talk about the news of the week without talking about the Christchurch shooting. 50 dead after a shooting in a New Zealand mosque, the killer inspired by white supremacy and far-right rhetoric. Ed, your first reaction?
My first reaction was, did Trump get this started? And lo and behold, Trump is one of his heroes. Words count. And the words of leaders count very much. And this man has become the leader, the representation of white supremacy. And he knows it. No matter what he says, he certainly knows it. And he doesn't hide it. So we started this in Charlottesville. It's not surprising that it's come to New Zealand. But the thing that is really quality is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who said, basically, you're wrong, Mr. President. We are all New Zealanders here. Not Muslims, not Catholics, but New Zealanders here. And Americans are Americans, and Mr. Trump hasn't learned that.
Yeah, Jacinda Ardern, as you say, has been praised for her response. Compassionate, and it's interesting, you say, you know, this is not us. We are not this as New Zealanders. The victims were New Zealanders. This isn't us as New Zealanders. But at the same time, acknowledging that this lone actor's actions were not done in a complete vacuum. There are others out there that have inspired this.
And they're inspiring it online through the media. And we are hopefully inspiring good conversations, debate, discussion, not taking and polarizing one side or the other, representing all kinds of views. And we have to make a more civil society because the net is a civilizing agent. And we have to make it so.
Also moving for immediate changes to gun legislation.
And that's something the United States needs to do. Again, this is going to be part, and clearly part of the Democratic platform. So the Democrats are having issues thrown to them. It's like getting the softball coming up to you, and you have to hit it out of the park. And this is one where they can hit it out of the park. Because even when Jacinda McCann isn't saying guns are bad or wrong, but they're in the wrong hands, they're very bad, like a knife or anything else, and you have to regulate that. You don't leave your bottles open full of chemicals and sprays for the babies to get. So we have people with childish minds, and they shouldn't have a chance to get those kinds of tools.
Just bringing it back to what you mentioned a moment ago there, we've had idiots in this country twisting the killer's motivations, and Donald Trump claiming the fake news media is blaming him for the Christchurch attack. Now, I don't know about assigning blame, but certainly, as you say there, he was cited in the shooter's motivations. Prior to his presidency, Donald Trump said that Hillary Clinton couldn't confront radical Islamic terrorism because she couldn't even say the words. Are some politicians, not just Trump, going to have that same problem with radical white supremacist far-right terrorism?
Absolutely. And they are not saying the words. And that's unfortunate. We have almost the entire Republican Senate not condemning these things. When Trump started out in his candidacy and then subsequently when he became president, a lot of people spoke out, and they're not speaking out now. This reminds me a lot about 1938 coming back again and will haunt us again. We have to be very careful here that this kind of white supremacy can gain traction. And gradually, as Trump himself said, I've got the military. I've got all these institutions behind me. Doesn't it sound like Adolf?
Yeah, the military, the police, bikers behind me, and they could get really tough on my opponents. I mean,
that is strikingly Naziist.
And it's been walked back a little bit this week after the Christchurch shooting, but
not enough.
Yeah.
Not near enough. This is really dangerous stuff, and we have to call it as we see it.
Just before we move off some of Trump's comments like these, he's also spent the week going after individuals like George Conway, husband of Kellyanne Conway, and the departed opponent John McCain. Combined with those comments about violence, Ed, Trump looks like a Section 8 case at this point. It really is a new low each and every week.
He can't get low. He's the definition of low.
Mm.
So when he speaks, things go lower. So so he now is really struggling. Think about this. He has really lost the Senate now, effectively. All the votes, big votes that come to him that had to go through the Senate, he's lost them, all right? So he's lost the Congress. His followers are diminishing. His court cases are mounting. He now has federal and state courts to face. He has to pay penalties for actions he took in the past. He is scared, and these are the actions of a man who is running scared. There's no doubt about it. He is running very scared. And what do scared people do? They strike out, but they're very dangerous, like a scared snake. They can bite.
Moving on to some real news, such as it were, Nebraska and other Midwestern states hit by historic flooding. Nebraskan Governor Pete Ricketts saying it was the most extensive damage our state has ever experienced. You know quite a bit about flooding, Ed. What's this one look like to you?
Well, this is a case where the president didn't save Puerto Rico, has not put money aside for events like this. As a matter of fact, he wants to take money from this very same budget for his wall. So Nebraska, I think, wants to be saved before the wall. This is the president not being presidential. And I'm going to call a spade a spade. He has not reached out, as he should, to Nebraska or any of the states. Remember that Alabama had its disaster. These disasters are coming and coming. There might be a climate change. I'm whispering now because there may be some people who haven't heard that term. So I want to be among the first. And what does climate change mean? It means radical changes, not change in one direction. Surely global warming is a big piece of this, but climate change means radical changes, and the United States is not prepared for it.
What comes next? I mean, recovery or preparation for the next one?
Both. And I think we're going to have to shrink the targets. These cities are spread out with suburban development and living. We're going to have to redensify the cities and create different kinds of cities. And as you know, I'm working on that in Venice, Italy right now. So I think a new city structure. And think of this, building new cities. This is the green agenda, right? This is the new green internal aid, the Ocasio calling it, you know, this is
New Green Deal.
The New Green Deal. And a New Green Deal is going to be necessary because we're going to have more floods and so on. We're having them right here in Australia. So it's going to be a nationwide phenomena. We have to be prepared for it. And the best way to do that is use our own people, our own equipment, our own native materials.
In Syria, Trump claims ISIS will be over and done with within the country in the next 24 hours, although the U.S. will leave 400 troops in the country as well. What's going on?
Well, ISIS is on the run. It's not from the American troops, but certainly from American know-how. They're on the run in a military operation. That does not account for guerrilla operations that can continue to go on. Not all of them will take place on their territory. And they're recruiting through the net other operatives in New Zealand, in Australia, and elsewhere. So this snake is going to strike back, and it's going to strike back hard. It has been hurt, it has been wounded, but it is not dead.
The road to 2020, Elizabeth Warren floating a very important issue this week, getting rid of the Electoral College. No real surprises there, Ed.
Well, look, the Electoral College is a great issue to deal with, but it shouldn't be dealt with by a candidate for president. This is the kind of thing you need a groundswell from local people. It's like the Republican movement here. It couldn't start in the parliament. It has to start with the community, and the communities are not engaged on this. They want a president, not a headline grabber.
Warren has been coming out strong, though, Ed. I'd say if she was a white male, we might be calling her very presidential.
Well, we might. But remember, she's becoming out strong on popular issues. She hasn't really defined a clear message. It's one message to another. Now she's jumped on this bandwagon. I really think, in my looking at presidential races, the presidential person starts out with a message of hope and then defines how we're going to get there.
Well, it's interesting to think about the other candidate making headlines this week, Beto O'Rourke. He's been immensely popular since his David and Goliath battle in Texas with Ted Cruz. He managed to beat Bernie Sanders' rather impressive day one fundraising drive. But aside from personal popularity, he seems to have very little policy.
He's not running for president. He's running for name recognition. And he's keeping that. And we're helping him right here on this station. And I'm all for that because he wants to be around. He's a young man. So his next move isn't even for vice president. It may be for Secretary of Agriculture or something like that, or a chief aide to the president or an ambassador someplace. He's keeping hope alive and his hope for a presidency in the long run. I like it.
Circling back to Trump's legal woes, as we often do, and it's not just Mueller he has to worry about. He's having all kinds of problems in hometown New York. There's the suit against the Trump Foundation. It's still ongoing. Other cases of financial fraud, tax schemes. What's the latest?
The latest one is inflating his assets for borrowing. He borrowed money from Deutsche Bank and other banks, inflating the value of his assets. That is a crime, a state crime and a federal crime, because as a federal crime, these are federally chartered banks. So when you inflate your assets, you've created fraud, federal fraud and state fraud. And New York had has the most severe penalties for this because of what they call the RICO Act. I won't go into all of it, but this is the way they got rid of the mob in New York.
Mm. Again, it's just one of those situations where we step back and go, my goodness, what we would think of as a normal president, a normal presidency. I mean, this
is nothing. There's nothing normal here. There is nothing at all normal here. Get away from the normal.
I don't know why it's been 2 years. I still can't wrap my head around these things. Finally, the Mueller report. Where is it? We didn't want to see it rushed, obviously, but a few weeks ago we were thinking...
I thought it would be here. Yeah. I honestly, this is one I missed. since Hillary, I've gotten most of them right, but this one I missed. There is something going on in the background here. There's something that he has to nail down with the new attorney general or someone. And when this report comes out, this is one of the things making the president nervous. He doesn't know what's in it. So I think Mueller is circling wagons. Now, this reminds me of warfare. Now, we've taken all the bridges. We burned down all their munitions stockpiles. We've destroyed their weaponry. And are we going to wait for surrender here? Mueller may be doing that. Or he says, I just knock out a few more of the people, and those would be his relatives, and it doesn't matter what he does after that.
Blitzkrieg on the old Trump family. US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.